Here's another point. One of the hardest lessons about love I've had to learn as a woman has to do with not misinterpreting a man's behavior just because he isn't responding as I would. When a man doesn't seem to want to give us much time, attention, or focus as we think he should, our tendency is to assume something's wrong, right, ladies? We think, if I were behaving that way, it would mean I was really angry with him or I didn't care. Women want men to know that sometimes we assume your lack of focus on the relationship means you don't love us or care about us as much as we do. And this is why we get upset or hurt, guys, when you don't put us first. We want to feel you are as committed to the relationship as we are, and that you value us as much as we value you. Now, I agree that as women, we need to remember that men are different and that they don't always show their commitment to love in the same way we do. But you can help us out a lot, guys, by understanding why we get so upset when it looks to us like you don't care or you're not valuing the relationship. And you can also help us out by not making us wrong for our emotional reactions. Men, I'm going to be making this point over and over throughout this program. Each time you refuse to understand why your mate is feeling upset about something, whether you realize it or not, you end up causing or exacerbating the very behaviors and emotions you dislike in her. In other words, she may not start out feeling insecure, she's just behaving in ways women do when they put love first. But your critical reaction to her behavior alarms her, and then she does begin feeling insecure. In my years working with thousands of women, this information is one of the most essential things women wanted men to know. So guys, when you don't make an effort to understand a little bit more about why women are the way we are, you can actually unwittingly contribute to the very behaviors in your partner that you can't stand. Remember the story I told earlier about the woman whose husband didn't call her from his out-of-town trip? He couldn't understand why she was so upset and accused her of being insecure for needing to speak to him. Well, the reason she was upset was simple. She was imagining herself in her husband's situation. She knew that if she'd been the one who was out of town and didn't call home for 24 hours, it would have meant she was deliberately avoiding him and that something was terribly wrong. She would have never not checked in with him, right, ladies? So she concluded that his not checking in with her meant he didn't care about her feelings. Her husband didn't get this principle. He just knew she was upset, and this made him feel a whole bunch of feelings he didn't want to feel. That he'd done something wrong, that he'd somehow upset her, that she had certain expectations of him that took away his sense of being free and independent. Rather than taking the time to understand why she might have been upset or expressing his remorse for worrying her, he blamed her for being upset in the first place. It was as if he was saying, "You're upset because there's something wrong with you and not because of anything I may have done or not done." Now, his wife received this message loud and clear, and what was the result? It only made her feel worse and actually created the very insecurity he accused her of. The more he invalidated her feelings and attributed them to her neediness rather than to her love, the more hurt and worried she became. Guys, this story is a perfect illustration of why I believe you should be motivated to put what you're hearing into practice. Wouldn't it be great to know that by handling conversations or situations with your mate just a little differently, you could prevent many of the upsets and stressful moments you dread in your relationship? When you try some of the suggestions I'll be sharing, you'll be amazed to see how well the woman you love responds.